Sport on RTE Radio 1.
We're just looking at our screens here, and the breaking news right now coming in is that the actor Gene Hackman and his wife have been found dead. Obviously, a story would be making headlines around the world given his long track record in movies. We will be talking about that later in the programme, but right now let's go to Pádraig for the sports news.
Thank you, Áine. The Mayo County Board has decided to disband its senior camogie team, primarily due to a shortage of players. It's a sad decline for the sport in the county, especially when you think that Mayo competed in the All-Ireland Senior Final in Croke Park in 1959, where they lost to a star-studded Dublin team. The likes of Kay Mills, Kay Ryder, Una O'Connor were all playing that day, and they all scored goals in the final. We're joined from Mayo now by Angelina Nugent, one of our Gaelic Games reporters. Good morning, Angelina.
Good morning, Pádraig. How are you?
Good. Now, it's quite a shock to see a senior inter-county team fall. Bring us up to date on what's been happening there.
Yeah, it's a really unfortunate turn of events, Pádraig. Mayo not fielding, as you said, at senior level. It's just 4 years after they fielded at that grade for the first time in a number of years. And there was a successful number of years since 2021 when Mayo reformed their senior team. They had captured the Nancy Murray Cup, a Division 4 league title, and were runners-up in the 2023 Nancy Murray Cup final, all of which led them to competing in the Premier Junior level last year. But I understand the challenges similar to those faced by lots of counties at present, like a shortage of players at that age level, has led to the announcement that Mayo won't compete at senior this year. They had appealed for and appointed a new manager last year, and at that point they said they were in dire straits if they hadn't gotten their manager. Colm O'Mara was appointed last year, but he stepped aside after a season in charge, and he did say that a lack of collective training was an issue. There's only three senior clubs in Mayo at present, Tourneen, Castlebar Mitchells and Westport. So there are challenges to having that collective training. And then at that age profile, I understand players going travelling or, you know, other commitments, work commitments, the like. It just proved too difficult to field a senior team this year, Pádraig.
Obviously a very difficult decision for those in power who had to take the team away. But I mean, a big county like Mayo, a huge following in four Gaelic Games. What's the likely reaction to this decision?
Really disappointing. I know, you know, some articles had appeared in local media this week, and people are naturally, as you said, disappointed. But I think also important to stress, you know, as you said, the amount of work that's being done at official level, at county level, and it's continuing at underage. There will be minor and under 16 teams fielded by Mayo this year, and the Mayo minor team were in an All-Ireland final in the C grade last year. And there's strong teams throughout the underage ranks, and the likes of clubs like Claremorris and Ballinasteevenites are fielding up to under 14 level at present this year, and there is a distinct possibility of further clubs joining those ranks. And we were told last year around the time of the appointment of Colm O'Mara that numbers playing camogie in Mayo had grown by 35% up to 2024 alone. So there is growth, but of course no denying there's a huge sense of disappointment given Mayo's success, and as you said at the outset, very proud history at senior level. The Sean O'Duffy Cup actually presented at All-Ireland senior level each year is named after a Mayo man, so it's a very, very proud tradition in Mayo, something people might not be aware of. But there will be moves, I'm sure, to have senior camogie back as soon as possible. And it does open, though, the discussion around supports for players in counties that may be struggling with those sort of challenges. And I think that's something that's probably ongoing, Pádraig, at every grade and every level.
For sure. Angelina, thanks very much for that. That's Angelina Nugent speaking to us live from Mayo this morning. The vastly experienced New Zealander Clayton McMillan has been appointed as the new head coach of Munster Rugby. He'll take up a 3-year posting in July once he's completed his term as head coach of the New Zealand club, the Chiefs. Liverpool have taken an even tighter grip on the Premier League title, extending their lead to 13 points with a 2-0 win over Newcastle at Anfield. Closest rivals Arsenal were held to a goalless draw at Nottingham Forest. Harry Maguire's header earned Manchester United a 3-2 win over Ipswich. Manchester City beat Spurs 1-0, and Jake O'Brien netted the equaliser for Everton in their 1-1 draw away to Brentford. Leading jockey James Bowen has been ruled out of the Cheltenham Festival. He's been handed a 7-day ban for excessive use of the whip on a horse at Hereford last Sunday. One of the top trainers in Britain, Mark Prescott, has warned that horse racing could be next to be banned by the Welsh government after its recent decision to end greyhound racing. Wales has three race courses, Chepstow, Fosslass and Bangor. And a report by the Welsh Parliament's Petitions Committee contained a recommendation that when considering a ban on greyhound racing, the government should also look at other sports where animals compete. Lando Norris was fastest for Formula One champions McLaren on the first day of pre-season testing in Bahrain. The session was disrupted by a power cut caused by a substation station failure. Floodlights around the track went out, timing systems stopped working and garages were plunged into darkness, and that left engineers using torches while mechanics worked to connect to backup generators. Finally in golf, Leona Maguire began with a 3-over par 75 at the LPGA event in Singapore. She's 7 shots off the lead at the end of the first round, and later Shane Lowry and Seamus Power will be in action at the Cognizant Classic at Palm Beach in Florida.